Now, from the same producers who gave you such superheroes as the $8 billion chicken, the $5 trillion sardine, and the 13-cent stamp, comes the most courageous superhero of them all, the Antibiotic Woman. Our story begins in the commuter suburb of Fledgewater, where Martin Piller, an insurance salesman and part-time brain surgeon, lays his hand down on a wooden fence.
Ow! A splinter.
At the other end of town, in the abandoned outhouse she uses as her headquarters, the antibiotic woman hears Martin's cry for help.
Oh my! A cry for help! I must hurry!
Losing no time, she rushes to a nearby bus stop, where she hops aboard a waiting bus and proceeds 10 blocks, at which point she jumps off the bus and runs as fast as she can 10 blocks in the opposite direction. This time, she catches the right bus. Reaching her destination, she catches sight of Martin Piller, still trying to get the splinter out of his right index finger. Taking a little green capsule out of her pocketbook, she hurries to his side, and...
Here, take this, quickly!
What?
Swallow this capsule before it's too late.
But I...
There, I, the antibiotic woman, have just saved you from catching such dreaded diseases as tetanus, blood poisoning, and psoriasis.
Gosh, antibiotic woman, how can I ever repay you?
Well, it's 50 cents for the bus, a quarter for the capsule, and 60 bucks for the house call. I'll send you my bill.
Oh.
And so, another job completed, the antibiotic woman returns to seclusion once again. But her work is never done.